Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include: former Chinese journalist urges Chinese to break free from the grip of the CCP. Despite the epidemic, six provinces in China hold brainwashing sessions targeting Falun Gong practitioners. Sweden. Falun Gong practitioners raise awareness of the persecution amid the coronavirus pandemic. USA Today and National Review. Chinese Communist Party is responsible for the pandemic. The invisible fence that still keeps Wuhan on lockdown. And Taiwan. Falun Gong practitioners convey the beauty of the practice in Kaohsiung City. Now for the stories.
Former Chinese journalist urges China to break free from the grip of the CCP. Zhang Zhenyu, a former reporter for Phoenix TV, a pro-Beijing Hong Kong-based television network, said the evilness of the Chinese Communist Party has exceeded most people's imaginations. It is a government that is willing to do anything to maintain its power, no matter how many lives are sacrificed. Zhang discussed with a Minghui correspondent how he has breached the invisible wall in China over the years and come to understand how the CCP persecutes citizens of China, including Falun Gong practitioners and other vulnerable groups, and uses violence and deception to maintain its totalitarian rule. He also noticed that as the Wuhan coronavirus has quickly spread throughout the world, the CCP has prepared a comprehensive plan to control the narrative and public opinion in order to advance its ambition to take over the world. Zhang, now a resident of Canada, said he hopes the Chinese people can see the true colors of the CCP and properly protect themselves in this unprecedented pandemic. When Zhang was in college, he received a DVD in his mailbox that contained information about why and how the CCP launched the persecution of Falun Gong in 1999 and about the Tiananmen self-immolation hoax. The DVD also contained FreeGate, firewall bypassing software developed by Falun Gong practitioners. The software allows people living under the repressive regimes to bypass their country's internet censorship to access the World Wide Web. He was able to read many articles about Falun Gong using the software. From what he saw as a reporter, Zhang said that the CCP has never stopped persecuting Falun Gong or actively suppressing the lawyers who defend them. He said the Chinese media would never say that the lawyers were arrested or imprisoned because they defended Falun Gong. They just mentioned that the lawyers committed certain crimes. Because the CCP controls public opinion, many people believe that the Wuhan virus outbreak isn't serious and can be easily handled. Of course, there are always people who know the truth but stay silent out of fear. One of my relatives is a doctor in a hospital in Wuhan. He just says that everything is fine. Zhang said, I hope people can see the true colors of the CCP through the pandemic and truly break away from it. This will help them stay safe and survive this disaster.
Despite the epidemic, six provinces in China hold brainwashing sessions targeting Falun Gong practitioners. The coronavirus epidemic hasn't stopped the Chinese Communist Party from persecuting Falun Gong practitioners for their faith. According to information collected by the Minghui website, authorities in the provinces of Shandong, Jiangxi, Hebei, Liaoning, Guizhou and Jilin are holding brainwashing sessions in order to achieve complete transformation of local practitioners. In Guizhou province, local authorities issued a zero-out plan in which they are attempting to force every practitioner to give up their belief by the end of this year. The officers are visiting every practitioner on their list and said that the government is being lenient with them now, but would mete out severe punishment if the practitioners refused to renounce their faith. In Linghua City, Liaoning Province, It's reported that the Political and Legal Affairs Committee, an extrajudicial agency tasked with the persecution of Falun Gong, have booked venues for several brainwashing sessions and prepared lists of the practitioners who will be sent there. While some practitioners in Hebei Province weren't sent to the brainwashing sessions right away, they were harassed and threatened by the authorities that they would be forced to attend if they didn't renounce their faith. In Jiangxi Province, local police called and visited practitioners between mid-March and early April, ordering them to fill out a questionnaire to ascertain if they still practiced Falun Gong. In Liaoning Province, local authorities took the list of practitioners they'd collected at the onset of the persecution and harassed each one between March 14th and 16th, even though some hadn't practiced for years.
Sweden. Falun Gong practitioners raise awareness of the persecution amidst the coronavirus pandemic. Falun Gong practitioners held activities at Myntorget Square next to the Swedish Parliament in central Stockholm on April 4, 2020, to raise awareness of the ongoing persecution in China. Sweden has not yet implemented a mandatory lockdown to deal with the coronavirus, but the Swedish government is considering some emergency measures, including travel restrictions and limits on social gatherings. Despite no restrictions being officially in place, the number of people on Stockholm streets has dropped in recent weeks. Falun Gong practitioners regularly set up an information site next to the Swedish Parliament and wanted to continue their efforts. They used large banners that read, "Stop the persecution of Falun Gong and keep away from the CCP virus," to attract passers-by. They also set up display boards with information about Falun Gong, the persecution in China, and the Wuhan virus. The Chinese regime's deliberate cover-up of the Wuhan virus clearly demonstrates the danger of cooperating with a corrupt totalitarian regime. Falun Gong practitioners want good people everywhere to distance themselves from the Chinese Communist Party. Though fewer people were out on the streets, many were drawn to the Falun Gong information site. They stopped to learn about Falun Gong and understand why the CCP is brutally suppressing practitioners in China. A Swedish woman stood quietly observing the practitioners who were performing the exercises. She told practitioners that she often sees them holding activities on the square. She said, "I usually feel very anxious, but I felt extremely comfortable while standing here. The music makes me relax. I love it. The persecution has been going on for so long. It is not acceptable. I would like to learn this." Another man shot some video of the banners of the practitioners talking to people about the persecution and of practitioners doing the exercises. He said he wanted to post some video on his social media account so that more people could hear about the terrible things done by the CCP. "You are doing an excellent job," he said.
USA Today and National Review. Chinese Communist Party is responsible for the pandemic. As the coronavirus rages through more than 200 countries, more and more people have come to realize that the Chinese Communist Party must be held accountable for causing the global crisis. Marion Smith, executive director of the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation, on April 5th in a USA Today article titled "Blame the Chinese Communist Party for the Coronavirus Crisis," wrote, "Coronavirus crisis proves communism is still a grave threat to the entire world. If Beijing had just been honest, the pandemic could be preventable." From the moment the coronavirus emerged in central China, Beijing has acted in a way that made the pandemic possible and then inevitable. It covered up what was happening in Wuhan. Smith said that Beijing silenced whistleblowers who sounded the alarm on the outbreak and stole medical supplies from other countries while claiming the disease was no big deal. Now the world has come to a halt, with countries shut down, borders closed, and the economy shattered. But all of this was preventable if the Chinese Communist Party had just been honest, Smith added. Michael Sobolik, fellow for Indo-Pacific Studies at the American Foreign Policy Council, wrote in his March 27th article for National Review, titled, "Don't Let the Chinese Communist Party Use the Coronavirus to Its Advantage," wrote, "When it comes to the global coronavirus pandemic, the Chinese Communist Party is acting as both the arsonist and the firefighter." Sobolik wrote that after the coronavirus broke out, the first response of China's authoritarian government was intimidation. Now, however, China is seeking to whitewash its failings and blame the virus on other nations, such as the United States. Citing a study from the University of Southampton in the UK, Sobolik said that the infection cases in China could have been reduced by 95% had action been taken in time. Sobolik called on the U.S. government to recognize this and take action accordingly. In addition, it is important to differentiate the CCP from the Chinese people. He wrote, "The citizens of China are not the instigators of this crisis, but rather the first victims of the party's self-interested response to it."
The invisible fence that still keeps Wuhan on lockdown. When Helen Dong called her sister-in-law in Wuhan a week ago, she was shocked to hear her cursing the U.S. military for bringing the coronavirus to Wuhan during the Military World Games last year. The sister-in-law said, "The U.S. hurt us so badly. Look how miserable we are now." She went on to express deep gratitude to the Chinese Communist Party for saving China and caring for its people. She bragged about the free vegetables she had just received, which were given out for the first time since Wuhan was locked down 2 months prior. Having fled to the United States years ago to avoid religious persecution, Ms. Dong said she had experienced firsthand how the CCP persecutes and deceives its people, but she was still appalled by the effects of its brainwashing campaign and attempts to shift the blame for the coronavirus to other countries. Ms. Dong tried to explain to her sister-in-law how the CCP had covered up information about the epidemic and underreported the death cases in Wuhan, but she wouldn't listen and became irritated. Ms. Dong said her sister-in-law isn't the only one who thinks this way after believing the CCP's propaganda. She had a few friends in the U.S. who had similar experiences when talking to their loved ones back in China. These friends' families blamed the U.S. for the virus and even refused to pick up the phone when they called back. Ms. Dong said, "The whole world knows the coronavirus pandemic started in Wuhan, and it's because of the Chinese Communist regime's cover-up in the first 2 months that the virus spread to the entire world. How can they now blame other countries for it?" While the lockdown in Wuhan was lifted on April 8th, Ms. Dong worried that the CCP's control over people's mind is only getting tighter and tighter. She likens this control to an invisible fence that is still keeping people on lockdown.
Taiwan. Falun Gong practitioners convey the beauty of the practice in Kaohsiung City. The Qingming Festival fell on Saturday, April 4th this year, and many people in Kaohsiung, Taiwan, were outside enjoying the beautiful weather. Local Falun Gong practitioners held activities in popular public places to promote the beauty of the spiritual practice. Many people stopped to chat with practitioners, and some people asked to learn the Falun Gong exercises. Taiwan has remained largely unscathed by the Wuhan virus. The island nation has seen only 5 deaths and only a few hundred cases after restricting flights from China following the news of the outbreak on December 31, 2019, and screening incoming passengers for symptoms, among a host of other measures. Mr. Kai is the director of a company. He was at the traditional market with his wife, and they both watched the Falun Gong exercise demonstration. Mr. Kai struck up a conversation with practitioners and said he knew about the persecution in China and supports Falun Gong. He said, "I just observed you doing the exercises for a long time. You have no political motives. The communist regime is atheist, and they have always been fearful of people having their own faith. Now even Christian churches are subject to forced demolition in China." Mr. Jiang walked past and cheerfully greeted practitioners at the traditional market by saying Falun Dafa is good. He told a practitioner he has friends who practice Falun Gong. He said, "The communist government tells people the practice is evil, but when I look at my friends, I know what it says or lies. The CCP disregards human life, and in reality, it is inhuman." A Taiwanese politician who asked to remain anonymous came over to speak to practitioners at the market. He said, "We have come to see the CCP's true colors over the years. We are very clear on its brutal persecution and organ harvesting crimes. The CCP is truly evil. It is a dictatorship. It persecutes Falun Gong practitioners and even other religions like the Uyghurs. Falun Gong is good, and I support you." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.